The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. It's amazing, in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, one thing that's unbelievable about that is how something or someone who held you captive can actually be one of the sources of your greatest freedom, and actually an advocate, a helper. It's an unreal situation that the very guards who were guarding Paul and Silas inside of the prison, you know, once those doors were flung open and that earthquake happens, that event, it was evident by the holiness that they displayed that those two events were connected for the guard. That the holiness of these men praying, singing hymns to God inside of there, and that earthquake, that natural occurrence occurring, made them realize this. And then in the moment, the very person that beat and held them captive was afraid, and he's about to kill himself. And what's Paul's response to the person who had hurt him and his friend and imprisoned him? His response is mercy. And he's, do no harm to yourself. You know, so he protects that very person, that person that held him captive. And then what happens? He's absolutely set free and becomes this great help, this great advocate to him that bathes his wounds, and his whole entire family is converted by that act of mercy that's there. So we never know when sometimes those that hold us imprisoned, those that seem to be our enemies, we never know by the power of God how they can be changed, how their whole entire life can be transformed, and that they can go the other direction. We see this. We see this, you know, in real life. We've seen it before with some people who are very high up in places like Planned Parenthood that have a gigantic conversion and then preach against it for the whole rest of their life. We see people reform their lives. And so that's something that we have to remember that is possible, which is the very reason why the Lord is always telling us that we have to pray for those that persecute us. Pray for those, because we really want their conversion. We don't want their punishment. We actually want their conversion. They will be punished if they don't convert. So you let God take care of that part. But we continue to pray for their conversion, pray for God to reach them in some way, shape, or form. You know, hopefully it doesn't take an earthquake, right? But some people, that's what they need. This morning, when I was reflecting on the gospel, I just couldn't help but hear the Lord's words so repetitively in my mind. You know, it is better for you that I go. It is better for you that I go. In my life, it's just been so different than I ever thought it would be. You know, I was born in New York, and then we moved to New Jersey. I really thought I would stay there the rest of my life with my family. I figured that would be what would happen, right? But then I went, and I went, and I went, and I went. And so the Lord continues to send me off somewhere, you know, to some different mission or something like that. And I've realized it has been better for me to go, because something greater has always come out of that for me. You know, of course, there's great fear. I know when Father Molinari was here at the 10:45 Mass this weekend, he talked about change and the difficulty of change. But as much as it's been difficult, often when we look back on it, it's become one of the most important catalysts of our life sometimes, those changes that have happened, those moves that have happened in our life. And so that's what the Lord is trying to prepare everybody for. He says, it is better for you that I go so that I can remain with you. You know, Jesus is sometimes the greatest paradox we've ever known, right? You know, he leaves so that he can stay, you know, so that he can come in a way that is going to be better and bigger and more important than what we ever experienced in the past. And so we need constant reminders of that, because our daily anxieties and the anxieties of the world sort of get in between us and that message, that he went to send us something better so that he could remain with us in a time in the Eucharist and the Spirit that is in us, and that he's going to actually come again. Yeah, so that's going to happen at some point in life. But when we see the turmoil of the world, we're not always reminded of that reality. So that's why we come to Mass. That's why we receive the Eucharist, is we're like, oh, he does remain with us. And we need to remind each other of that reality. And we need to continue to pray for those that try to hold us captive. And why? Because Jesus said, the enemy of the world has already been condemned. We always need to remind ourselves that Jesus on the cross, as we continue to celebrate Easter, has already conquered sin and death. Satan has already been conquered. We're simply part of that cleanup effort to bring as many people, as many believers as possible into his kingdom. God bless you all.